This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Engineer, attorney, and author David Freeman was born in 1926 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. His parents were Jewish immigrants who, upon arriving in the United States through Ellis Island, consulted an atlas to decide where to live. His father was an umbrella repairman, so they chose Chattanooga because it looked like it rained a lot there. Freeman served in the Merchant Marines during World War II and then studied civil engineering at Georgia Tech. Upon earning his degree, he went to work for the TVA, the Tennessee Valley Authority. But after 5 years of working, he decided to enroll at the University of Tennessee to study law. And in 1956, he earned a Juris Doctor and was hired back to work for the TVA, this time as an attorney. In 1961, Freeman moved to Washington, D.C. to join the Kennedy administration's Federal Power Commission. He then helped formulate energy policies for the Johnson administration and worked in the newly formed Environmental Protection Agency under President Nixon. In 1973, at a time when scientists were not yet certain that climate change was a path toward disaster, Freeman wrote a book titled Energy, the New Era. In the book, he wrote, "We can only be certain that man is tampering ignorantly and perhaps dangerously with the planet's environment in a very fundamental way. And if we find that excessive fuel consumption is causing threatening changes in climate, the lead time for reducing fuel consumption to ward off the threat will be quite short." The following year, Freeman produced a groundbreaking report on energy policy for the Ford Foundation titled A Time to Choose, and he sent copies of the report to every U.S. governor, including Jimmy Carter of Georgia. So when Carter became president, he named Freeman to the board of the TVA and 1 year later made him chairman. For the next few decades, Freeman headed many major energy organizations, including the New York Power Authority and the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. In fact, he spent his entire life working, lecturing, and researching all matters at the heart of energy issues. Among his many books, two were published as he approached 90 years of age: All Electric America, A Climate Solution and the Hopeful Future, and his autobiography titled The Green Cowboy, An Energetic Life, both came out in 2016. Green Cowboy referred to Freeman's nickname, which was derived from his down-home folksy manner, and the fact that he took to wearing a cowboy hat for many years after a dermatologist told him to cover his head from the sun. David Freeman was one of the first environmentalists to warn us of the dangers posed by fossil fuels and to offer practical remedies. Upon his death in 2020, he was remembered as a legend and an eco-pioneer. According to Freeman, much of the credit for his successful life came from his father, who taught him a lesson very early on in the importance of planning and resource management. His father's favorite expression was, "Any fool can buy an umbrella on a rainy day, but it takes a wise man to buy an umbrella on a sunny day."
Support for the Authors Page comes from Friends of the Knox County Public Library, celebrating 50 years of community outreach, advocacy, and support for the library and its staff. More info at knoxfriends.org.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.